Is a degree a degree a degree? Does it matter where you get one? Well, last week, Higher Education, Science and Innovation Minister Blade Nzimande published a proposed policy that could see some universities downgraded either to a public college or a higher education college. Now, to be recognized as a university, an institution must offer a range of qualifications in the higher education qualifications sub-framework. These are levels 5 to 10, level 5 being a higher certificate, 6 an advanced certificate or diploma, 7 a bachelor's degree, 8 is honours, master's is 9, and level 10 is a doctorate. We as the public have 30 days to comment, but already some in academic corners are finding all of this unsettling. Professor Ahmed Bawa is the CEO at University South Africa and joins us now to discuss this. Prof, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you, Bungari, and always thank you for having me.
To be a university, 95% of your qualifications must be in this level 5 to 10 band that I've just described.
Yeah, that's where universities are at the moment. And that's correct. I mean, if you want to define universities, then that's what universities should do. And then, you know, you can have other kinds of institutions that also offer higher education institutions, but will not be designated as universities. That's what the new policy indicates here.
It seems reasonable enough, but there are people who are concerned that ultimately politics will trump the day because this has been tried before.
Well, I don't know when it has been tried before. There are three or four fairly important issues here. I mean, the one is that we have to grow the sector, and we have to grow the sector sort of organically, right? I mean, there just isn't enough money to double the number of universities in the short term. So the one way of growing the sector is to have colleges that are currently operating outside of the higher education sector to begin under the tutelage of universities, maybe to begin to offer higher education qualifications. So that's one way of organically growing the sector. The demand is rapidly sort of overtaking the supply of higher education, and you know, the National Development Plan, for example, really wants us to get to 30% participation rate of 18 to 24 year olds, and we're nowhere near that. We're at about 21% at the moment. So we have to grow the sector, but grow it the way that doesn't cause risk, if you like. And I think that's where the big challenge is, yeah.
Prof, when I say it's been tried before, I'll take you back to the conversations that were happening in the 90s. There was even a proposal to downgrade the then University of Transkei, and no less than Nelson Mandela objected. The concern will be we don't want a return to the so-called Bush universities of the past.
Yeah, so I think we have to understand that the impetus for this is really for the creation of new spaces for higher education qualifications. It's not about closing down spaces. So that's the logic, if you like, that drives this. I think the critical issue really is the issue around risks, you know. That, for example, you know, that if there isn't a growth in the amount of money for higher education, then what that means is that there'll be kind of a downgrading of the financing of current institutions that are functioning at a decent level. You know, if you're just spending the money more thinly, if you like. So that's a real risk. Another risk is the fact that we just don't have enough academics, like, to go around, around new institutions, if you like. So we'll have to embark on a major project to develop new generations of scholars, if you like, who can teach at these institutions.
Have we not been in too much of a rush to establish new universities without considering capacity or funding?
Yes, I think that is the risk. I mean, that this has to be properly planned. It has to be properly funded. And it seems to be a case that the issue around quality is the critical one. And what that means, and the one thing that we will be pushing very hard, is for a much, much stronger role for the Council on Higher Education, which is our quality council. That we think that has to play a much more dominant role in the unfolding of this enterprise. I think we all agree that the sector has to grow. The question is how to do that without causing risk, if you like.
What about the potential to reduce available spaces, which of course are already limited, as you were alluding to earlier, but wouldn't that also limit opportunities from students, let's say, from disadvantaged backgrounds?
Yeah, so I don't see that, you know, I don't see that as an outcome of this new policy, that they would be, let's take this route, okay? So we say that if there is a current university that performs so badly that actually it's doing a disservice to students, then there should be some action taken against that institution. Again, the Council of Higher Education plays that role, and that, you know, it is the key body, if you like, that determines whether institutions are accredited, whether institutions can offer qualifications or not, and so on. So there's nothing new in that. The critical issue really is not to expand the system in such a way that it produces these risks without careful consideration, if you like.
The concern a lot of people might have, Prof, and I don't want to harp on this because, of course, we still have the 30 days to comment, but the concern people will have is that obviously, you know, institutions that are accredited higher will receive the bulk of the funding, and there'll be a concern that, you know, if you can't afford to go to institution Y, you'll only be limited to perhaps a college that won't give you the same advantage, and affordability may also be an issue.
Right.
Is that so misplaced?
I think that that's a very fair question. But it takes me back to my solution, you know, which says that if we are expanding the higher education sector, if we are going to have new institutions offering qualifications, then the Council on Higher Education has to be really properly funded and properly constituted to play this vital role of ensuring quality. And if that is not in place, then I think we should all be very concerned. But that is the role of the Council on Higher Education, and we should ensure that it is properly constituted to play that role.
Appreciate your time, Professor Ahmed Bauer there, the CEO at Universities South Africa.